Hey friend, welcome back to the podcast. I'm really glad you're here for today's episode because it's a topic that is so important to me because it's something that I've had to personally walk through. I don't often talk about anything on this podcast that I have not personally wrestled with myself. And this topic is no different. It's actually something I see a lot with my one-on-one coaching clients. Is this belief that God is withholding healing from them. Now, I'm not going to be specifically talking about the physical healing aspect of things. I'm not going to get into that today. But I mean, of course, when we start to heal our mind, our body can follow suit of that. Our beliefs, our perspectives, and things like that, healing can come from that. It's just not the real route that I'm going. So if that's what you're looking for, that's not where I'm going, but I would still love you to hear what I have to say because this is really a discussion on God's love for us and our willingness to let him in. It's going to really kind of be answering this question, why doesn't God heal me? And again, talking from the emotional perspective of pain, broken hearts, things like that. A lot of my coaching clients will often ask, well, if God knew this was going to happen, then why didn't he stop it? Why didn't he tell this person or why didn't he tell me? And there's so many questions that come up, which are good. And I welcome them and I want my clients to work through them. And maybe you've thought the same questions, like, why do I still carry this pain? Why does it still hurt so much? And when we're talking about mental health coaching and what I do, this is a part of that. Our perspective of God matters. And that's what we're going to be talking about today and his love for us and answering this question. Is he withholding that healing from you? Do you feel like he doesn't want to heal you? And before we get to that, don't forget, you can book a free 20-minute consultation with me to see if we'd be a good fit for each other. Most importantly, I help my clients get unstuck, to go from where they are to where they want to be, to focus on not who they were, but who they're becoming, to overcome negative thought patterns, to recognize the things in their life, to be a safe place, a safe person, to be able to share the things that they need to share without expecting the Christianese answer. So if you're needing somebody to come alongside you and you don't want to wait anymore, especially with the holidays coming up, you might need that extra support. So go to jessicahuddle.com/mental health coaching, book a free 20-minute consultation with me, and let's see how we can create a plan together moving forward for your healing and for your life. Hey friend, do you want to overcome negative thoughts? Do you want to be able to discern whether it's your feelings telling you what to do or God? Are you praying for a mental breakthrough? I'm here to say that numbing out does not have to be your only option. Hard and bad things have happened in this world that need a safe space to be processed, and the church should be one of those places. And this podcast is one of those spaces. I'm Jessica Hoddle, a board-certified master mental health coach, author, and speaker. I help women overcome negative thought patterns to regain control of their lives. More importantly, I'm the big sister who is going to tell you the truth because I care. In this podcast, we're going to be talking about feelings, the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll be talking about practical ways to take care of your emotional and mental health while never losing sight of God. We're also going to be talking about how to study your Bible so that you can grow a deeper relationship with God. So pull up a chair, join me at the table. Let's get to the bottom of what's holding you back. She asked me, "Why won't God heal my heart?" Her voice cracked a little bit, and I could really hear the tears ready to come in during our coaching session together. And I asked her a simple question back, like, what do you think he wants? There was a pause. I knew that silence. I always told her, I welcome the silence. Let us sit in the silence. And she said, I don't know, forgiveness. She didn't know the answer, and that was okay. she thought maybe God wanted forgiveness first, and that's why God wouldn't heal her heart. It was an honest question. It was a good answer. It was even a truth-filled answer that she gave me. However, it wasn't the answer that I had believed God was asking her at this time. I could hear the deep sigh, and I just simply answered, "You. That's all God wants is you." So yes, forgiveness is good. It's biblical. But the last thing that my coaching client needed at that time was a Bible Band-Aid for this deep wound she had endured, rightfully so. Forgiveness will come, but restoring her beliefs about God was important at that moment. I wrote biblical studies on forgiveness. I'm writing a biblical study right now on boundaries. I cannot wait till it comes out. So good. I'm probably a little biased, but that's okay. I have other biblical studies on reading the Bible, stress and anxiety, anger. Pick one of those studies up and start working through what you're feeling. You can go to jessicahoddle.com/shop to look at those studies and pick up some. But so often we believe that God wants all these things from us, but that he doesn't want to heal us or make anything good come from anything. And I think mainly because our pain has convinced us he isn't good. And most importantly, most of my clients will say, "Well, I think God's good, but at least I don't think he's good to me." So when I told my coaching client that all God wanted was her, I really meant that he just wanted to enter the places that she had exiled, or maybe she just wasn't ready to go to those places yet. But he wants to be welcomed in and not be on the outside. He cannot heal anything we don't give him. He can't do it without us, and he can't do it without our permission. God wants and desires to heal us. But the questions, these are the questions that really kind of come up that we need to ask ourselves. Are we ready to be healed? Do we want to be healed? We see Jesus asking the man at the well the same question. Do you want to be made well? And then are we in a safe space to begin that process? Are we allowing God in, or are we mad at him for thinking he caused it? Living in this fallen and broken world, it really makes it easy to believe that God is withholding from us, holding out on us. And we really see this from the beginning of time in Genesis. There are so many things that we can take from Adam and Eve. We can look at it as she wanted to determine what was right and wrong in her own eyes. And we do this all the time. We want to determine what is right or wrong. We want to determine the execution, I put that in air quotes, that people should have, or the punishment that we think people should have. One of my coaching clients, another one I was talking with today in one of our sessions, and she was just angry, rightfully so, again, and working through some of those beliefs. And she was like, "Well, I think this needs to happen." And it's important we recognize that we have been rightfully wronged, but also making sure that we are careful to not be the one that we think we're the judge, that we think that this person deserves this. I don't want to get down that road because that's not really today's topic. But what I'm trying to say is that from the beginning of time, when that serpent came in and whispered in the ear, it's, "Well, did God really give you everything? Does he really want you to have does he want the best for you? Maybe you should make that choice yourself." And so there's kind of this idea that God is kind of withholding from us. He doesn't want us to have all the good things. He doesn't want us specifically. Of course, it's for everybody else, but not for us, that he wants to heal everybody, but why won't he heal us? I loved the honest question from my client. Why won't God heal my heart? And I think that we have to flip that question and say, am I ready? Have I welcomed him in? Because he's a gentleman. And so he's not going to do anything without you, without your permission. Again, he can't heal anything we don't give to him. And we have to get to that process where, am I ready to hand things over to him? then it goes back to our beliefs about God. Do we believe that he loves us? Do we believe that he truly cares? Because the truth is, whatever picture that we have of God, we will start to create and live that way. For example, if we believe God votes for who we vote for and stands up for who we vote for and doesn't like who we don't like, if we think that God is here to make us happy, we will live that out. We will start to treat people a certain way. And then what has really happened is we've made God in our own image, right? If we think that God is supposed to make us happy because he is good and he's supposed to be good to us, then when we feel pain, we're going to say, he's not good. Isn't he supposed to make me happy? Ain't I supposed to experience good things? Then why am I experiencing so much pain? And then we can get into the topic of free will and the choices that we have and how God can't override even your worst enemy's free will. And that is the hardest part for us, is that there is a God that loves you, that has given you value, that has given you worth because of who he is, and nothing that you could do could change that. But in our minds, we have come to believe, based on living in this world, the interaction with our parents, the interaction with our friends, the interaction with our coworkers, is that if they don't love me, they don't see me, God must not love me and God must not see me. Therefore, God doesn't want anything good for me. Why wouldn't God heal my heart? And I'm going to go back to, are you ready? Do you want to be healed? He can't just take something from, he can't just take your anger. He can't. You have to give it to him. You have to have your hand open. He can't just take your pain. And it's why I tell my coaching clients all the time, we can't just pray away our pain. We can't just say, I want to be done with this. I want to be over it. I want to move on. I don't want to talk about it. That's okay. We don't have to talk about it if you don't want to. But everything moving forward is going to be based on that pain. I don't know where you are today or what kind of pain you're feeling, but this truth still stands. He just wants you first and foremost, your heart, your soul, your mind, your body. You can read that throughout scripture. You can read it in Mark 12:30, this invitation that says, I want all of you. I don't need something from you first. I know we base a lot of that on our relationship here on earth with people, but God is saying, I want you. Like, I care about your heart. I care about what you're going through. And I just want to be able to go through it with you. But oftentimes, again, based on our belief about God, we think he doesn't care. So we'll put him to the side. We'll kind of even exile God a little bit and say, God, I'll get myself together. God, I'll get it. I'll make it right. I'll do this, God. Then I'll go to you. And that's not at all what God is saying. God always works from the inside out, not the outside in. He desires for us to examine our hearts, to look more like his son, Jesus, in our hearts. Because when our heart and our soul and our mind are transformed by love and kindness and goodness, our actions follow suit. And maybe you're not there yet. Maybe you need some extra time, but the invitation stands. He is knocking at the places you have exiled. He has not forgotten. He knows your affliction. And I'm praying for you right now. And if you're feeling stuck in this area, I'd love to come alongside you. Don't forget to book a free 20-minute consultation today to see how I can work with you as your coach. Anywhere you're listening to the podcast, there's links in the show notes where you're listening. But today, I just wanted to give you a quick word of encouragement. God is not withholding from you. He's not. We get to seek him out He's knocking on the places that you've exiled. He's standing there at those doors. In case you're wondering where he is, maybe that's where he is. Because he knows that's the place that you can find freedom, the place that you're white knuckling. So again, the question is, why won't God heal my heart? It's, what will I allow God to have? Will I give him my pain? Do I trust him with my pain? Will I give him my anger? Will I talk to him about it? What does he say about anger? What does he say about these relationships? So I'm going to challenge you today with those beliefs. What do you believe? What do you believe about God? Do you think he wants to be there? Do you believe that he loves you? Not that you know that he loves you. I don't care how much you read scripture, because I've seen people read scripture every single day for their life or however long they've known Jesus, but their heart is still the same. I want to know that as you're reading that your heart is being transformed. And when our heart is transformed, our mind is transformed. When our mind is transformed, our actions follow suit. But we will always follow the belief that we have about God. We will become those beliefs. That is what matters. God is not withholding from you. He wants to set you free. He came to set the captives free, not to enslave them. As always, don't forget to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life, and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.